Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go, and today I'm talking about the power of doing nothing. So have you ever wanted something so bad, and you just are constantly thinking about it, talking about it, but it doesn't come to you? You know, it just evades you. And you work on it. You focus on it. You steep yourself in learning about it. You search and search for ways, and really, it just evades you. So today, I want to talk to you about doing nothing, the power of doing nothing. When you put something out there into the universe, into the Higgs field, you pray about it. However you connect beyond yourself, That's the first part of the process. You ask for it. You think about it. It comes into your being. You start noticing it. You enjoy the noticing of it. And you decide, and you don't resist it. You allow it to be. And you start enjoying the possibility of being in it. So you step into vision. You allow that vision to permeate you, and as you meditate, as you wash dishes, as you go for a run, as you bake, as you do something you really enjoy, maybe you go fishing, maybe you take a walk with your shoes off in the grass, you sit by the beach, because you already have a desire for it. If you haven't squelched that desire, thoughts and ideas come. They show up. Leads to follow. And as you keep following those leads gently, they take you to the right spot. If, however, you're efforting, this is such an interesting thing because you feel like in our society, it's often reinforced that you should go pound it, you should go do it, you should make it happen, you know. If you hear particularly men talking in a business environment, they're often saying, go make it happen, I'm going to go make it happen. The real way to get something to become is you put your idea on it. You put your intentions to have it. You enjoy, visualize, step into it, feel it. Feel it through your body. And then you really allow it to become. And when you're relaxed and in trust, when you get the hunches about what to do next, you step into those hunches and you follow them. So right now I'm in the process of that. I continue to follow the next step towards a big vision that I'm working on. And if I get entangled in it, if I start to feel desperate because a deadline is coming, that desperation can be felt. And it's not attractive. People do not want to collaborate with you or come towards you when you have the energy of desperation in your proximity. So there is a point when your work is to actually do nothing. It's to not think about it, and not to force yourself not to think about it. It's just being, just to be and stop doing. It's said that we are human beings, not human doings. So the coaching this week is around stepping in to trust. And if you get locked in into your lack of what you're wanting to create, it hasn't come fast enough, blah, 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 blah. How to allow yourself to relax. Just push the easy button. Do things that let your mind stop efforting and allow you to be in the flow, to bask in the energy so you can get the hunches. One of the reasons you meditate on a regular basis is to quiet your mind down. But doing nothing or doing things that allow you to relax your mind like a meditation does, where you're busy. Part of you is busy just doing nothing, not working, not attempting, not pressuring, not forcing, but just being. So it could look like you sitting under a tree in the breeze. it could look like, the other day for me, it looked like clarifying butter and getting a recipe ready for baking some cookies. Because when I'm in that space, I go right into a space where I'm connecting with my grandpa, who was a baker. And so I feel that spiritual connectivity and that trust, in that I'm very open in that environment. So I'm not doing activities that one would think would be taking me to my goal or my vision. I'm just being and doing, and I'm relaxing. And in that space, I often get my next powerful thing. So try that on. Enjoy it. It's part of the process. Being able to relax amidst your vision not being complete, when there's nothing for you to be moving forward at the time, and it can be uncomfortable. So don't force in that place. Relax into that space and see what happens.